Tanya, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Oh, it's a great pleasure.
So when did you first start at 2SER?
Oh, well, when I was at uni, but I don't want to overclaim. I made a few shows and was interviewed a few times when I was involved in student politics, but I did the communications degree at UTS and was studying journalism. So 2SER was definitely a part of that. And really, I think not everyone that I knew who volunteered at 2SER went on to have a career in radio, but everyone who went on to have a career in radio started at 2SER.
Really?
Absolutely, yeah. I think it's a great experience for people who are thinking about journalism as a career. But of course, it's much more than that too.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we have yourself, and we've also had someone who's a vegetarian butcher who is a member of 2SER. So it really does spread out into many career paths.
It's a big family. You're right.
It's a very big family. So, what kind of memories of 2SER really stand out from your time here?
Well, I think the main memories were really of the people who were involved, and the people who were involved in 2SER when I was here were really interesting, vibrant. They were the people who just, you know, grasped every opportunity that was offered to them. Their politics was really interesting. Their lives were really interesting. So it was a great thing to be part of because you got to meet so many inspiring people. And a lot of those people I'm still friends with, and you know, that's wonderful.
Yeah, and you were mentioning to me before that you remember the tower and you had to remind yourself.
I remember the tower. I think we all remember the tower. Look, it seemed like I spent as much time queuing for the lift as I did actually in a studio. That's probably true.
On the resume, good at queuing.
Yeah. I think the great thing about 2SER was that experience, the friendships made, but also it was and is, I think, such a valuable service for the people who are listening to it. You know, I know 500,000 people a month listen to 2SER. Mm. And a lot of the programming was really very avant-garde programming in my day, but certainly, you know, in the decades before that. Like, I think of Gay Waves, you know, 1979, yeah. It was still illegal to be homosexual in New South Wales. And to have a community that you can be part of, that you can listen to and contribute to on the radio in 1979, that is stunning when you think about the
Absolutely.
Contribution.
And
yeah. Also think about the relationship 2SER had with radio in East Timor, training journalists, technicians and so on. You think about the contribution that's made to our region, to one of our nearest neighbours, and you know, that really does change lives. It really does change lives.
Mm, absolutely. And, you know, how did you think working with a community broadcaster and an educational broadcaster kind of influenced where you've ended up today? Big questions.
Yes. Look, I think the people that I met at 2SER had a really broad range of political perspectives. And that really nourished my curiosity. I think I started uni as a pretty much straight after high school, and I was dealing with people who are much older, who'd had broader life experiences. That was one of the great things about the communications degree as a whole, and 2SER really was the embodiment of that.
Absolutely. And, you know, what do you think, from your perspective anyway, I mean, you've mentioned the training that we've done over in East Timor, which has been incredible, but what do you think is really the importance of community broadcasting as a whole? And have you seen many major differences from when you were here to now?
Yeah, look, I think community broadcasting is such an important part of our communications offering in Australia, because the danger that we have today is increasing concentration of media. You've got, you know, obviously a million little websites, but if you look at commercial media today, if you look at the concentration of newspaper ownership, television and radio in the commercial sector, having more voices when you're talking about news and current affairs is absolutely vital. But it's also so important for Australian music. I think one of the great contributions that 2SER has always made is in relation to new bands just starting out and individual performers who wouldn't get broadcast if it wasn't for 2SER and other radio stations around Australia like it. I think that's a fantastic contribution to our arts community too.
Absolutely. Tanya, thank you so much for taking the time to chat with me this morning about your time at 2SER.
Such a pleasure.